This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget the over-the-road truck drivers out there and the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the crew out there doing their job. We appreciate them, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply put, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from the underground USA.com website, we have none other than Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
How would you like to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those last little two words in there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, the breaking news this morning coming out of Ukraine is coming out of Bucha that they found three more mass graves.
Yeah, that's the, you know, this is starting to, I won't say starting to be a pattern, but it's starting to be a pattern. And just like we were talking about before we went on the air, the scuttlebutt I was hearing on social media and in other places and comments and publications was that, well, how do we know this isn't the Ukrainians doing this? And then you told me some information that was new to me just a couple minutes ago, that radio intercepts have taken place.
Yeah.
Where Russian soldiers were intercepted talking about the locations of these new mass graves, and they were exactly where they were.
Yep.
So that really should put that speculation to bed.
Yep. And they also located certain individuals that they had shot. Like they talked about a kid on a bicycle where he was at, and they went and boom, there he was right there.
You know, the Biden administration has to stop waffling on this, and they have to come out and say that they are committing genocide in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you're going after civilians like this, and you're creating mass graves with civilians, mm-hmm. that's what you're doing, is you're committing genocide.
Mm-hmm.
And the UN has to come out forcefully talking about this. They've got a horrible track record when it comes to being proactive to preventing genocides
mm-hmm.
throughout its history. You talk about Rwanda, Sierra Leone, you know, they don't do enough as an organization to do what their primary mission is. So mm-hmm. they need to come out in full-throated force and say that this is genocide and it must stop. But, you know, unless you could actually march into Moscow and put handcuffs on Vladimir Putin, I don't know what's going to come of it.
Yeah. The only way they'll be able to do that is if he gets outside the country and they isolate him somewhere. Other than that, it's not going to happen.
And, even, And even then, that's a catalyst. That is a fuse for world war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're in a very precarious situation as a world community, you know, let alone being the United States and a leader in what's supposed to be human rights, freedom, and liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a precarious situation as a world community because this guy doesn't seem to give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm going to go to Nancy Pelosi for a second here because we always knew that she was a contributor, right?
Yeah.
She may, in fact, now be contributing COVID to members of the White House staff, and including a former president, Barack Obama, if he comes down testing positive for COVID in lieu of the fact that she had it when she was at the White House the other day.
Now, we all have to take a step back from this because if it's the Omicron variant, that's a good thing because that's creating herd immunity.
Yep.
You know, in my opinion, and, you know, I've got a little bit of medical training as an advanced paramedic.
Paragon.
Certified.
Oh, you were a paragon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so I understand what goes on in a lot of medical circles with a lot of medical terminology, and I do read a lot of Dr. Malone and a few other people who are knowledgeable on this subject. We've got to let this rest. When the CDC and the FDA say they're going to start treating COVID like the flu with the flu protocol, that means they know it's going to be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the Omicron variant is a good thing because it's starting to spark your natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if Nancy Pelosi is Omicron, good for her. If she doesn't come down very ill, and I don't wish that upon anybody.
No, no, no.
You know, then she's building natural immunity she could have had a long time ago if she wouldn't have been screwing around with the masks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so this COVID thing, the reason it's still in the headlines is because there's a midterm coming up and Congress wants to spend money. Story came out yesterday. They want to do another round of COVID for restaurants and entities that even to include the Disney company,
mm-hmm.
for crying out loud,
mm-hmm.
they don't need to be spending money on this anymore when the White House says they're not sending out any more tests, any more vaccination kits, nothing. This is let it go.
I agree.
You need to let it go.
I agree. Let it be. That was a song, Let It Be. All right, hold that thought, folks. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, sign up for his great stuff he's got over there. And don't forget about his podcast over there either, undergroundusa.com. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
And by the way, sometimes it's more than that. Depends on what the big news story is of the night. And usually we're in the middle of it. By the way, folks, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to greet one of my listeners that just bought a Nissan there, either new or certified pre-owned. Now, it's amazing to me how they get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest. How about as far west as Phoenix, Arizona? And you heard me right. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring and free oil changes and free tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value right now. So take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, and maybe you just want to see what your vehicle's worth. Drive it on in there. Let them assess it. You might be in full shock when you find out what that car of yours is now worth. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where veterans, active duty military, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taken of them. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa. And coming soon, 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 Brooksville, a new Moss Nissan, brand new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, west of the Veterans Expressway, right there on State Route 50. Now, Moss Nissan, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And when you tell them the captain sent you, go see Sean, the service manager at the flagship store in Newport Richey. He'll have a surprise for you. Okay, folks, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, NissanNewsNissan.com, the place to go. And back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. And, you know, that's your website, your podcast, your daily notes that you send out from time to time, and that weekend revamp thing that you send out, that's really outstanding. Outstanding.
Well, I appreciate the kudos. It's a labor of love and necessity, as I like to say, you know.
Yep.
Keeping the people informed on and allowing them to think for themselves. Begging them to think for themselves. The critical thinking that we need to re-embrace this country is important. So.
Yep. Let's go to the phone line and get Bagammon Bob in here. Okay, Bagammon Bob, what is your question?
Yes, sir, Tim. Now that Governor Abbott of Texas is supposedly going to send some of these migrants up to Washington, D.C. or other places, and since these people are breaking federal law, even if they don't, government doesn't want to enforce it, why can't Abbott, just instead of plopping them into Washington, D.C., just plop them back over the border, since it is a federal law, and he can say, I'm just following the federal law guidelines. Anyway, I guess that's about it, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Now, Frank, they're trying to get rid of Title 42. It's going away, what, next month?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
So if they get rid of Title 42, that means that we no longer have that law that backs us up to actually take those people and ship them back across the border, correct?
Well, it's a gray area, simply because if something is a federal law, any level of law enforcement can enforce it. So the sheriffs in the county could say, well, the federal law says that you broke immigration law, so I'm going to enforce this law by detaining you and getting rid of you, bringing you back, sending you back over the border. If that's what the law on the book says about immigration, that's what can be done. So you've got a gray area here about whether you're backed up or whether you're not. You can also have an edict or legislation passed in the state. You know, Texas has got laws on the books about what happens to people who enter the state illegally over the federal border.
Mm-hmm.
So they can act. They can enact laws. They can also nullify what Mr. Biden is about to do with changing a regulation. And nullification is becoming an issue that really should be considered in a lot of things that the federal government is doing on the state level. You're getting very close to tempting that in Florida and Texas. You know, so even though Abbott's wanting to fly illegal immigrants into Washington is symbolic to bring the spotlight back onto what's happening on the southern border, there are real actions that these governors could take.
Mm-hmm.
Including finishing the wall, including putting together a conglomerate of state authorities to say we're putting together a coalition here to say, no, we're not doing it. We're sending you back. Now, the federal government will sue, but so be it, because the countersuit is that the federal government is not securing the border. And they've already kind of admitted that.
Yeah. Well,
it's coming to a head, and it has to be, something's got to give. You know, you're looking for that shot at Lexington and Concord on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's going to take, it's really either going to be, it's Abbott's the guy in the big seat on this one. You know, he's got the border that's most televised and most contentious. So let's see what he does. It's an election year, so it behooves him to take definitive action on this,
mm-hmm.
to bring the spotlight back, if not secure the border in Texas for the people of Texas. And they're in a unique position because of what their Constitution says about them reserving the right to view their state as a country.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's my understanding that Governor Abbott, got permission and negotiated with the government to buy the fencing that was left behind that would have completed Trump's wall, what they had already done to do with the equipment they had, and he bought it for so many cents on the dollar. And he's going to be completing that wall over the next 6 to 12 months. Now, it's not a lot of it, but it'll certainly close a lot of the gaps, especially around El Paso and up there right where New Mexico is, where they can pretty much just walk across the road. So that's going to be a help. But do you suppose he will try to do something in other areas of the state where we think it should be done, like Eagle Pass, for example?
Absolutely. He's already said he's going to. They say the state of Texas says they are going to finish their border wall, and I believe they've already legislated. Remember, their state government doesn't stay in session 24/7, 365 like everybody else's.
No.
They get together once every 2 years, do their work, and go home because they're actually people who have jobs. You know, so that's why Texas tends to work really well, is because their government isn't just trying to figure out how to justify their existence.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they've already addressed this, and it's been legislated that they will be talking to the ranchers on the border, getting the land, and finishing the wall. And ironically, the people with land on the border in Texas are more willing to cooperate with the state government than they are with the federal government. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I've got a local emergency here, and I want to get this out of the air right away. For you folks here in Tampa that are traveling the Courtney Campbell Causeway, a car motorcycle crash on the Tampa side of the Courtney Campbell Causeway has resulted in the Courtney Campbell Causeway being closed in both directions on the Clearwater and Tampa side as the investigation continues. Injuries in that crash were described as serious. That comes from our news director, Roger P. Shulman. You'll hear more about it after 6 a.m. Here on this station. Okay, I'm sorry, Frank. Go ahead.
Yeah, motorcycle, I'm going to bet that there's going to be a life flight in there somewhere.
Probably. I used to hate motorcycle accidents with anybody. Anything they'd hit. Very bad.
They're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
They're the worst. They're very graphic, and they linger with you.
Now,
first responder.
Now, let's have a little fun with the time we got left. We got about 30 seconds. The White House confirms they're giving illegal smartphones so they can track them. Is it just me, or does nobody else not understand you can turn the GPS off on that phone?
Yeah, you could do that, but, you know, they've got like cases of these Obama phones left over that they don't have anything to do with. So why not try to get into the news of giving away more free stuff on the taxpayer dime to people who shouldn't be here in the first place? I don't begrudge the people coming over the border a better life. Do it the way that you need to do it to get into the country legally.
But
the people in Washington... Exactly. You know, the people in Washington that are saying, just come on, we'll give you stuff, they got to go.
All right, my friend, I'm going to let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Later.
All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com, and just for good measure...
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House officials and Democrat lawmakers celebrated Thursday's historic confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court.
Is considered made and laid upon the table. and the President will immediately be notified of the Senate's action.
Madam President, very happily, I note the absence of a quorum.
Jackson was confirmed in a 53-47 vote. Congress on Thursday voted to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and ban the importation of its oil because of the invasion in Ukraine. President Biden is expected to sign the measure, which the Senate passed 100-0. Federal Judge Alvin Hellerstein in Manhattan rejected Girl Scout claims Thursday that the Boy Scouts created confusion and damaged Girl Scouts recruitment drives by using words like scouts and scouting in their description. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. We appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is something I've been taking for 7 years. I take it because it works. And it's 100% drug-free, and it's got stuff in it that's good for you. It's kind of like adding a few more vitamins and proteins into your body. Now, if you're suffering like I do from inflammation and swelling and pain when you don't, you're not supposed to have it, and then you do have it, and it gets worse and all that good stuff, this is a natural remedy that will work for you because it has got in it turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, to find out more and to start with a $19.95 3-week quick start and see what it'll do for you, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a shot, the $19.95 3-week quick start, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, joining me on the telephone right now, we have our good friend and a contributor to the radio show. She's been a regular contributor. She may be again. We'll see. But she's Amanda Mackey, and Amanda Mackey is a lawyer who actually worked with the Trump campaign. You went to Wisconsin right after the election, and you sat up there, and you got in the middle of all that stuff, right?
Yes, I did, Captain. So when the recount was going on in Wisconsin, I left. It was Thanksgiving week. I left Florida, went to Wisconsin, and said I want to help out and be a volunteer on the Team Trump legal team and see what's happening firsthand. And we saw what happened firsthand. We had to stand up to the Democrat mob attorneys who were trying to rig an election, and we went there and we saw it happen. It's very unfortunate that it did, and it's very scary to think that when in America it's supposed to be about one citizen, one vote, it wasn't.
Now, the thing that when you went to Wisconsin, you I had you call into my show several times to let us know what was going on. And we know that the Democrats tried to steal the last election. We know that, right?
We know that they what they did it was to basically allow for ballots that shouldn't have been counted to be counted. And those were mail-in ballots, specifically in the state of Wisconsin. I can tell you there were over 200,000 ballots that should not have been counted. They were missing any one of those conditions precedent, and yet they were counted.
Well, now we have Florida. We seem to have been able to get it right in Florida. We had, by the way, Pennsylvania, where they had an election, and they had a lot of poll workers there. We had Georgia, where they should have had a lot of poll workers, and they didn't. We've had a couple of other elections. We had three states on Tuesday of this week where the Republicans did extremely, pardon me, extremely well, winning back some seats and some things that they had not been able to do in, like, the last 40 years, which is a good sign for what's coming in the fall, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we certainly expect there to be a red wave, a huge red wave, in November. And the best thing to do, obviously, is to get the best candidates elected. You know, when you see in these primaries that are very busy primaries, I guess you could say, multiple candidates in this race, you actually had President Trump withdraw the endorsement of Alabama's Mo Brooks.
Yeah.
He endorsed him, and then he, you know, unendorsed him. So, you know, there are people that are playing in these races, but the most important thing is you got to vet these candidates. And, you know, I would just say don't be shy about asking questions. Don't be shy about asking what makes people conservative. If they tell you they're a conservative, say, what have you done that makes you a conservative?
Well, I don't have any problem at all with what you just said. We need to vet the candidates because, folks, shame on you if you get schnookered the second time. The first time, it's shame on me, right?
Right. And that's the thing is, you know, a lot of times people just rely on someone else to, you know, tell them. But the stakes are too high. I mean, we've seen what Republicans have done. You go to Washington, and they're not there to stand up for your values.
Yeah.
They're not stand up for your values. And so
You
didn't pay attention, and you voted for them. But really what you should have done was to make sure that you checked out the candidate. You saw what have they done, because talk is cheap. If everyone can say, hey, I'm a conservative, hey, I'm a Trump Republican, hey, I'm a MAGA candidate, America First candidate, well, then you've got to back it up.
Well, I bring this back local to an incident that happened the other night at a debate here in our area, I want to mention that in Alaska, last week we heard there were 17 candidates running for the seat that was a fill-in position of a congressman at large until the next election. And now they have 48 candidates in that race.
Well, and that's what I call a jungle. Don Young passed away, and he was a congressman from 1973 up until about 3 weeks ago. And yes, you have multiple people. Now, Alaska did something different on their ballot 2 years ago. They changed the way that elections happen or primaries happen, where they now have what's called rank choice. So you rank the top candidates in a race, whether they're Republican or Democrat. So it's more of an open primary. So it's a different primary system than a lot of other states, the majority of states in America. I believe Maine has a similar system, and that's the only other state I know that has that system. So, you know, it's very unfortunate that there's so many people in that race, but what's going to be what's going to distinguish one candidate from the other candidates? And that's the hard part. You got to pick your top candidates and research them. And we don't have a lot of times you know, we don't know a lot of times that people want to do that. They want to rely on one person and give them that information. And I can't tell you how many times people have told me, I wish I hadn't listened to X. I wish I hadn't listened to Y tell me because I was duped. I made a mistake. I should have never voted for that person. And so that's why it's so important for you to do your own homework.
Okay, well, now let's drift back over here to the debate that they had in Florida 13. Now, I've watched a lot of debates in my day, and I've heard a lot of things that I got to admit, I heard a couple of firsts there on that debate. One of them was a comment made about, well, I know who all of you are, and I don't need to talk about any of you. I don't need to mention any of you, or something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing it. And I've never heard a politician say that, because you always want to talk about your candidates. So I've been scratching my head, and a lot of other people have too, saying, what on earth was that person trying to do, let alone the people that were there? I mean, you guys were dressed up, you look good, and somebody else shows up like they're going to a sporting event.
Well, I'm one of the candidates, as you mentioned, and running, and in that debate, you know, everyone came prepared and was dressed what I think is appropriate for a debate. And we were all asked to be in a green room, for example, and one of the candidates refused to be a part of the green room, be a part of being with the other candidates. And one candidate did not come dressed appropriate for a debate, and one candidate also did not come prepared to debate. The questions that were sent to us 2 weeks in advance required that everyone be prepared to ask other people questions. In other words, every candidate had to be prepared to ask another candidate questions. So that required 6 questions to be prepared for the other candidates. And one of the candidates in the race just said, I don't have any need to ask anyone questions. I already know mm-hmm. who you are. I don't have any questions. Mm-hmm. And it was very disrespectful to think that, one, the debate moderator is expecting to ask questions. And then she quickly pivoted to, I'd like to talk about myself.
Yeah.
And, and I think it's just there's a decorum. Well, there's a sense of humility you should have in politics.
Yeah. And I'm going to interject because we're going to run out of time, and I want to give you an opportunity to give your website so people can go and find out more about you. But, you know, there was a sense of professionalism that was not shown by one person that was there, and the rest of the people that were there certainly did a good job. And the verdict is still out on the moderator. Okay, I was not impressed. Okay, give us your website.
It's Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com, AmandaMackey.com.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll look forward to talking again soon. And good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. And, folks, I got the Sports Zone quarterback coming back when I come back. And there's some sporting news today, boy. Tiger Woods. Did you see him? Did you see him out on the golf course? He managed to get around, okay? He managed to get around. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, everybody, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning, and we're going to talk some sports with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. And Patrick, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, America. Yes, sir.
I want to cut right to the chase because when we talked on Wednesday, we talked about the fact that it was going to be interesting to see what Tiger Woods could do because of his injuries and whatnot. And he went out there yesterday and call it what you want, but he tore it up.
Oh, hey, he shot a 71 with his condition, having to walk that course, not easy. And he played very well. He's in the hunt. I mean, that's all you can expect. We'll see. Saturday, you know, you obviously have to make the cut, Captain. Today,
right.
Guys will look in the shoot. I would think maybe one over will make the cut, maybe two over. That should be about the cut line. So, you know, once he shoots another 71, 72, even a 73, he'll play the weekend. And then Saturday, we'll see the guys who make the move. And then Sunday, it's always the back nine at the Masters, Captain.
Now, years ago, I had some friends that owned a radio station there. And they, you know, Masters was a big deal for them. And they invited me to come up, and I'd never been to the Masters. They invited me to come up. I went up, and I watched the Masters. I'm forgetting who it was that won, but it was one of the younger guys that wasn't necessarily supposed to be in the hunt, and he wound up winning it. Name will come to me eventually, I suppose. This was about, let me see, about 15 years ago. So whoever it was at that time that won the tournament. But I was just amazed at what they do. That that whole area up there, when it comes Masters time, it's all about golf.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Augusta, Georgia's a beautiful place. It's not too far from Columbia, South Carolina. And a lot of people up in that area go see the Masters, and the crowds are great. It's just a neat atmosphere, you know. $1.50 for a pimento cheese sandwich. I mean, you're not going to get a better deal than that in any sporting event when it comes to food and beverages. So it's just kind of a neat place. I'm looking forward to a great weekend. How about baseball, Captain?
Yeah.
Started the season yesterday.
Yep.
The Cubs beat the Brewers 5-4. The Royals beat the Guardians. It's going to be hard for me to say that, Captain. The Cleveland Guardians, anyway. And the Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-0. Good old spring training brings you down there by Nixon Fruit Farms.
Yep.
And the New York Mets, they beat the Washington Nationals 5-1. And the Reds beat the Atlanta Braves 6-3. And the Astros beat the Angels 3-1. And the Diamondbacks 4-2. Beat the Padres, and then the Red Sox and Yankees will first pitch it at 1:05 today. So
that's gonna be a little nippy.
Yeah, up there in New York. It won't happen in our lifetime, obviously, Captain, but I can see professional sports teams, baseball and football, going to domes down the road just to eliminate all that.
Well, why don't you just play the first week or two of baseball in the South? Hello?
What a concept.
Or out in the desert or something, you know?
Exactly. I don't know why they can't figure that out, but it's amazing to, you know, that they can't seem to get that right, in my opinion and your opinion. But, especially they're a week late. They don't need any more rain delays or snow delays or, you know, anything right now, to say the least.
Well, it's funny you mentioned snow because there could be it could be a snowstorm coming across the northern part of the country this weekend.
Yeah. So,
hello, Chicago. Hello, Denver.
Exactly. You know, Detroit, all that. Come on, that's just not good. Hockey, you know, we're getting pretty much to the playoff time, Cap. They've already played 70 games. All the teams, some have even played 72.
Right.
And, two more weeks, and it's going to be playoff time here. Florida Panthers looking good. Toronto Maple Leafs and the Bruins and the Lightning in the Atlantic Division are all in the hunt to make it happen.
Now, see, I'm going to start the battle cry, them stinking Panthers.
I don't want to hurt our friends down in South Florida listening to the show.
I know, but that's a famous phrase. That's a famous phrase.
I know. It's funny. Hey, up in the, speaking about Columbia, South Carolina, Charlotte, you know, North Carolina, the Hurricanes are looking good.
Yeah.
They have a shot to do something up there. So, and then for our New York friends, the Rangers are looking good. The Panthers. Penguins. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that all transpires. So, I'm looking forward to the hockey playoffs. I think it's going to be great. You mentioned Denver just a minute ago.
Yeah.
And snow. Funny, the Avalanche are just playing lights out, man. 106 points, the most in hockey.
Okay. Well, listen, we're gonna have to go, so I want to give you ample time to tell everybody how to get a hold of you and what to do.
It, Captain. Yeah. Hey, folks, enjoy your weekend. If you have any questions when it comes to insurance or veterans benefits, please feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052. You know, I help out people all the time. I save people money. I design the right plans for them. You might have the best plan right now, but why not get a second set of eyes? Let me take a look at what you have. If you have a good program, I'm going to tell you, stick with the plan you have. Or let me show you some options that might be better for you to fit your wants and needs. You know, I try to design everything, Captain, like I've done for you and a lot of my friends, to fit your wants and needs. That's what you can do with insurance if you get with the right person. I've been doing it for 30 years. I can be of help to you. My name is Patrick Hyland. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. And everybody have a safe weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday morning, Captain. God bless you.
All righty. Thanks, Patrick. Okay, appreciate that. And that's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. He's got a website. Well, he's actually got the Facebook page, the Sports Zone. Go over there, check it out. And then, of course, you can call him at his number, which you can find over there. He's also on Facebook. You can send him messages that way. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big old box stores, Dominic's offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can call her at 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. Don't forget, give them a call. And you can also remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, 941-922-2345. Okay, real quick, the Causeway, folks, in Tampa is back open again. The Causeway is back open again. They've cleared the accident scene, so you'll be good to go on that one. And thank you very much, Roger P. Shulman, our news director here. We'll have that after 6 a.m. All right, stand by for news. Here comes Todd from Tampa.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. What a disaster. I don't know what a bigger disaster would have Mitch McConnell couldn't get the three fake Republicans to fall in line, or the 50 Democrats who sold us out to this left-wing radical Supreme Court. No, let me tell you, idiots of the Supreme Crooks, you nine clowns on the Supreme. Donald Trump won in a landslide, by the way, okay? I don't need to see the movie by Dinesh D'Souza. Donald Trump won the landslide. I said that on the election night, okay? No, Donald, what are you doing about Zuckerbucks and on November 3rd or whenever the election is over? Okay, now we're not counting votes till the two weeks later. So it is, what a disgrace. Okay, it's a disgrace. And this judge, let me tell this judge and the Supreme Court something. When your unholy rulings come against our unalienable rights, which come from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of the God of America and all nations, whether you recognize them or not, then we have an issue and we're right and you're wrong. And you work for us and you'll do what we say in Jesus' name. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thanks very much, Todd. Appreciate that. You know, folks, it's been another great week. Been very busy. Been all over this week. Had a lot of different things going on. We tried a couple of different things, the breakfasts we had out there. And, of course, we had the two lunches this week. And nothing this weekend, thank God. I'm going to rest up and keep my foot up in the air. How sad. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend. But we really enjoy being able to get out and see the folks and shake your hand and listen to the conversation and all that good stuff. Remember, the Causeway's open right now here in Tampa, so you can go back and forth. God bless America. I'll see you all tonight on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.